Welcome to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Cox. My purpose is to empower and lift up others who know in their heart they're meant for more. More joy, more impact, and more passion. If you're ready to make a radical transformation and create a life that you love, then you have come to the right place. Let's do this. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Thrive Not Survive, where we share tips from around the world of how to thrive and not just survive during challenging times. So I'm your host, and for those of you who don't know me, I'm an author and transformation coach who empowers motivated women who are ready to break free from the bondage of daily stress and anxiety so that they can step into their full potential and create a life that they love. So I am so excited today to be here with Wayne Stoner. He is an entrepreneur, innkeeper, and a destiny coach. And he is super excited to share with us how his childhood love of snow, mountains, and gatherings led to an adult life of fulfillment and impact. So, hey, Wayne, how are you doing today?
Well, thank you. Thank you for the privilege of being with you.
Absolutely. I'm just so excited to connect. I know we're in at least one kind of group challenge together and working through those materials. And so I've seen some of your videos and some of your content. So I'm excited to share the value that you have with the audience that joins us today.
So, thank you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about you and where you're joining us from.
Well, as you said, my name is Wayne Stoner, and I live in the Adirondack Mountains of New York. When people hear New York, they often think New York City. I live in a place that's very different than New York City. I'm about 5 hours north of that, about an hour from the Canadian border. So I'm surrounded by mountains and lots of forest. So it's a good place to be.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely beautiful. And so you kind of have two businesses, right? You have, you're an innkeeper there in the mountains, and then you also have your coaching business. So talk to us a little bit about how your life as an innkeeper is being impacted right now with COVID.
Sure. Well, if you could get a picture of where I live, that's would help know the impact. I live about a mile and a half outside of the village of Keene Valley. I live in an area where there's between 400 and 500 families that live here year round. So lots of land, not lots of people, but still an impact. You know, the impact is two ways. You know, obviously in the community, because we don't have a lot of people, it means our resources tend to be a little lower as well. So I think we're doing pretty well on the following the social distancing guides and all of that. There's not much business happening. We have just the essential businesses running. But the time that this has all hit for me is in what we call mud season. It's the in-between season. So from that point, it's good. Typically, we would have people for Easter, but we're closed, so you know, nobody here but us today. So if you were looking at my life, you know, from the outside, it wouldn't look a lot different than it would at this time of year often. But some of the key differences are I'm not going much of anywhere. You know, we're kind of quarantining, if you will, with it's just my wife and I and one daughter from college because of it as well. And as a community, we're trying to, you know, serve one another and all those things as much as we can, like everybody else in the world. So it's a very interesting time for sure. The big thing that's different in my life during this time is that, you know, there's obviously no guests that I'm working, and I'm utilizing that time really to kind of build this second part of my business that, you know, we can talk about a bit as we go along.
Awesome. So it sounds like it's not really your busy season for innkeeping right now.
Right.
Is there any, what are your thoughts on like kind of how long this will last and if that's going to impact?
Well, that's the big question. You know, our income has completely stopped and is going the other direction because we have lots of refunds going on. So it is, you know, it's intimidating. There's so much that's unknown. We hear anything from, you know, June to could be later in the summer. We're certainly hoping our typical season really ramps up late June through, Labor Day is big, but also through Columbus Day. That's the day I'm trying to get hold of. But so we're really hoping, obviously, we get back on track before that. But there's just so much unknown. And, you know, that's part of you know, what I hope to be able to offer today is encouragement in that. I mean, I'm feeling it just like everybody else. But I think our mindset in the midst of that is what's so important.
Absolutely. So you are a destiny coach. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, to get a picture of that, maybe give a picture of the first phase of my dream, if you will, because everything has come out of that. Just a nutshell version, you know, for as long as I can remember, I've loved three things, as you alluded to, and that was I love snow, I love mountains, and I love when people gather together. And this is what that looked like in my life as a child. You know, the love of snow was almost obsessive, and some would say still is. I grew up in southeastern Pennsylvania, and that was what I call growing up on the slop line. Snow, it snowed there, but it often would turn to rain, and it was very frustrating for a snow lover. You know, I just felt all warm inside when it snowed. Sounds like a crazy contrast, but that's just the way it was. I would literally go outside and stand in the snow and just watch it snow, just because of the way I felt inside. And I felt very similar about mountains. Our family didn't do much in the way of vacations, but we did one thing every year, and that was we went on a family trip. Our family, really just a one-day trip, where we would go look at the foliage every fall. And we'd always go north in the northern part of Pennsylvania, still small mountains compared to where I live now, but it was much more mountainous. And I would be always like, Dad, you know, let's go see the mountains. And that was always a highlight of my life. And the gathering thing, again, my family really wasn't that social, but, you know, periodically they'd have some people from church or whatnot. And I had that same warm feeling inside. I didn't handle it that good. My mom used to say, you know, Wayne, don't show off when the people come, you know, kind of drove her a little bit crazy. But I had that same feeling. And looking back as an adult, I realized they were three things that greatly shaped me, because it was the love of those things, but it was also the frustration of not really having it. That what it came together for me was in this way. When I grow up, I'm moving to the mountains of New York and building a resort. That was a phrase that I said for so many years. And then, you know, I was convinced that's what I was going to do when I grew up. That was my life. And then I grew up and realized it was all kid stuff. And I moved on and I built my life. I was married. I had, you know, kids, and I was doing good things. And I wasn't taking care of myself because I was investing heavily in people. And along a story made very short, I just crashed. I was down for the count. I wasn't sure I was going to make it. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to make it. I was really pretty devastated. But in the midst of that crazy, heartbreaking time, I did survive, obviously. But I came out of that. And as I was coming out of it, I remembered this childhood dream. And it bugged me. I was like, you know, I never even tried. I never even pursued it at all. And that one thing led to another. And I discovered a lot of stuff in that process that began to convince me, you know what? That wasn't kid stuff. That was my destiny. But it felt so out of reach by this point. I had no money to ever begin to do this. And so maybe for another time, I'll save all those details. The piece that need to get for today is eventually I found a way to move there. And, you know, we moved in the late winter, early spring. It was actually March 14th of 2008. We moved to the Adirondacks into a big old empty farmhouse. And this was going to be our award-winning bed and breakfast. And then, of course, the recession of 2008 hit, and the bottom dropped out, and everything that I was counting on was either gone or being threatened to be gone. When I began that, to answer the question of destiny coaching, it was my dream to not just live my dream. I wanted to help other people live their dream, because in the process of me kind of going for my dream, I encountered lots of other people that either had a childhood dream and are like, oh yeah, you know, I used to have a dream too, but you know, I grew up and moved on. Or maybe it wasn't real clear, but they had a sense that there was more to life. There was more than they were living. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to help people live their dreams. And so I actually started to do that. And somewhere in the process, a very close friend kind of gave me a verbal slap in the face and said, did it ever occur to you that people are maybe getting a little tired of hearing you talk about what you're going to do? Maybe you should be quiet and shut up until you do it. And I was like, ouch. But I had learned a technique at that point in my life of saying, okay, there's truth in everything. What's the truth in that I was supposed to get? And the way it came back to me is, you have no credibility to be helping people live their dream until you actually live yours. And I was like, that is dead on. So I shifted all my energy into actually living my dream. And I thought once I got here, you know, it's going to be a short time. I learned what I needed to learn, and I was going to go coach other people, help other people. Well, that's 12 years ago. And so it took much longer than I thought for multiple reasons. I had a family to raise, and I had a lot more to learn than I thought. So destiny coaching for me now, it flows directly out of that first piece. And, you know, learning what it meant to live my dream, and then raising a family in the middle of that, doing it in the middle of, you know, recession. And then the principles that convinced me I had a dream and that this was actually destiny, I had to test them. And so now I'm at that point, sorry for the long answer, but I'm at that point where I want to help people through the principles that I learned that and that I've tested. And I really would hope that it becomes something that awakens that sense of hope in people, that passion in people, and the realization that the fact that they're here on earth really indeed is significant.
I love that. I love how you had your personal transformation. You have built your foundation based off of what has worked in real life, not just, I think this might work. Who wants to give it a try? Like you,
exactly.
You've walked the walk, and now you are using your story. So often I think we see people who embrace their destiny and then they stop there. And it's, you know, this little light of mine story, you know, they're like, yeah, keeping it. They're just keeping it exactly to themselves. And they're like, haha, I figured it out. Good luck, suckers. So I love that you are using your experience to reach out and help others find their destiny, which is going to look different than your destiny.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. So during a challenging time, such as COVID, but there will be other challenging times in people's lives, what kind of some ideas to help people embrace their destiny and thrive instead of being like, oh, it's a challenging time, I'm just going to sit on my couch and watch Netflix all day?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a great question for any time of life, especially in what we have going now. As I mentioned, it's kind of interesting to me that I launched the first phase of my dream in 2008 at the recession, and now I'm launching the second part in the midst of COVID. But as a result of everything that's going on in our world right now and watching our income come to a screeching halt and then watching it start going backwards and seeing the reserve shrink and, you know, asking all those questions, it took me back to that chapter. And I was like, you know, what did I do? How did I get through that? And as a result of that, what I did was actually wrote down 8 things that got me through that time. And they kind of show up as, you know, something we could call mindset hacks or something like that. And I would actually have that on my Facebook page if people want it. But it took me back through, you know, things that I did. And I'll maybe just share 1 or 2 at this point, and if they want more. But one of the things that happened early on was, I had burned my bridges at this point. I had sold everything. I had committed everything. This was if you're not convinced you have a dream and you're doing your destiny, don't do what I did. Because I mean, the stakes were so high, but that's what made me, there was motivated me. But when I realized how high the stakes actually were, and you start listening to the news, I was like, what are the chances that I can build, even have the money to build this place into a B&B? And if I get it there, what are the chances people even come? Do people go on vacation in the middle of a financial crisis? And so I thought, well, I'm in. I can't listen to the news, because the news was telling me, everything is not going to work. So I turned the news off, and I listened to enough to say that my head wasn't completely in the sand. But I just had to say, I can't do that. I have to stay focused and keep my mind on truth. And so I did that. And in that time, there was an entrepreneur, and I don't remember his name, but someone asked him kind of a similar question and said, what are you doing, in this time? How has this recession impacted your business? And he looked at him and said, I'm too busy making money to know the answer to that. And I thought, okay, it was a little bit arrogant, but it stuck with me. I was like, I'm too busy building my business to pay attention to the impact, because I have a mission. I have a destiny. I knew that. And, destiny is never surprised. So the other tip I would give that I think was a real stretch for me at the time, but I think is so in line with how the universe works. And that was, I had done a lot of study in the process of getting here of, the laws of the universe. How does the universe actually work? And one of the things I came across that was a little newer then, we hear a lot more about it now, but was gratitude and the power of giving. And basically the teacher that told me this said, if you need more money, then that means you need to give more. And so I looked at my resources and I was like, I don't really have anything to give, but we decided that we were going to give, and we gave more than we ever had before. And I really can't tell you how I had enough money, because it didn't work on paper. But somehow on opening day, everything was in place. And literally the first guest helped us carry the furniture into the door. So I think that's just two tips that I would give is don't listen to the naysayers and be generous. And if you want the other six, they're there for, just download.
Absolutely. And we'll link your Facebook page is already linked in the description of this if people are watching awesome. Live. And I'll link it on the replay when I post that. And then this will be reformatted into podcast format. And I'll put that in the show notes if anybody is listening on the podcast awesome. In the future. Oh, wonderful. I love that. That's one of the main things that I've been sharing with my community is turn off the news, be informed, but choose right. where you're getting that from and limit your time on it. And so something I heard is like the scientists, like get your news from the CDC, because they're not caring about their ratings. They don't care how many people like their Facebook page or whatever. They're just giving you the information that That's you good. Need to protect yourself. So whereas a news station, they're about the ratings and how many people are
Absolutely.
Watching. So yeah, pay attention to the intent of the people you're getting information from.
I think that's important.
Absolutely. So, you have your coaching business and you're launching your second business during a second recession within so many years. You have already figured out the mindset hacks and the tips and the tricks to just go after your destiny. What about if somebody isn't sure what their destiny is? Do you have any tips for that?
I'm glad you asked. The interesting thing that happened for me as I kind of backed into the tip that I'm going to give you, because I'm somewhat a rarity, I think, from the standpoint that most people I encounter when I have guests ask me all the time, why are you doing this? So it's an opportunity to tell, well, when I was a kid, I said, when I grow up, and they look at me and say, really, you knew that then. And I did, but it wasn't like, you know, I had some experience where the heavens opened up and this voice said, this is what you're to do. For some reason, and I think it really has to do with my destiny, this is why I'm on earth, to help people discover these things. I put it together that way in a way that was profound for me. But there are clues in all of our lives that when you understand how the universe works, there's a framework, there's a grid work. And, you know, it's like a mathematical equation, although that's not very heart-wise for it. But if you know the equation, you can find the missing piece. And, but you got to start from the belief that you actually have a destiny. And that's kind of a whole other thing, but I love science. I'm not a scientist by any stretch of imagination, but I studied a lot of science and I love that aspect. But one of the things that science has done is often taught us that life is random, that, you know, we don't really know why we're here, and that kind of thing. New sciences are beginning to challenge that, and I'm kind of excited to see where that goes. But all that to say, there is a very approvable framework of our universe. And just one quick example. Have you ever noticed that acorns never produce apple trees? They only produce oak trees. And that in itself is profound, but not necessarily that profound to our life. And thus we realize that that's a principle of life. It is a way it works. And an acorn is the seed, or the seed form of a fully grown oak tree. Within that acorn is the oak tree. And just as in our lives, our dream is the seed form of our fully grown destiny. It's a principle that works throughout life. So all that's to say, when you have that framework, you can begin to devise and understand a bit more of your purpose, your destiny. And like I say, I kind of backed into it because I had it as a kid, but I discounted it. I said, you know, that's nice, but I'll never do that as an adult. I realize it's going to cost, you know, millions of dollars to do the full thing that I saw. And, you know, I just backed away from it. But then later in life, I came back to it, but I still wasn't convinced I was supposed to do this. I was bummed that I hadn't, but it was as I discovered this framework, and that's really what I think of destiny, a universal governing framework that from which the origin of everything is governed, and from that, then all purpose is derived. That's the big picture. When I was in art class as a kid, my teacher always said, Wayne, you draw everything like you're in an airplane. And that's the way I kind of see life, but I got to kind of bring it down. But in the process of wake up call, the principle backed me back into it to where I was like, wait a minute, this is something that was significant. This is what I'm actually here to do. So I've kind of tried to bring it out of the airplane view and bring it down to the ground. And I brought it down to two simple questions that I would like to leave with your audience today that I think can help us if you're trying to figure out, why the heck am I here? And this leads kind of into the free gift. I called it 5 minutes to destiny. And the only reason I call it that is not that I'm trying to say you're going to figure out your entire destiny in 5 minutes, but people do tend to find this big, you know, thing that's out there. How do I ever do it? And like you said earlier, they tend to just kind of stop in the process. The purpose of the 5 minutes of destiny is this: in 5 minutes, you can have a major shift in your mindset, in your perception, in your awareness of destiny that can set you on a path that can really transform your life. So the two questions are this: is what is something you absolutely love to do as a child that you either still do as an adult or you wish you could? I'll say it again. What is something you absolutely love to do as a child that you either still do as an adult or you wish you could? The second question is, what is something in the world today that really bothers you and that you wish you could change? What's something that, you know, you could almost use the word hate. The first is about love. The second is about hate. I don't like the word really hate, but it gives you the good contrast. So if you put that together into an equation, it looks like this: fulfilled life or destiny equals solving the problem you hate while doing what you love. And just to bring it together, the significance of that is, for me, is this: if you look at that, that's two paths that people often take to try to find purpose. The first one is, if I can just fill my life with good stuff, you know, everything that I love is just, it's about me. I can live a fulfilled life. And we know that leads to an empty, self-absorbed life. But the other extreme, and I did this one, is it's all about giving. It's all about investing in people. It's all about serving. And then you deplete yourself and it leads to burnout, which I did that very well. But what I find is when you bring those two roads together, they are very significant into really understanding, if you will, the acorn of destiny that's in you. Those two represent it well. And what it looks like then is truly a pathway that leads to fulfilled life.
Oh, that's amazing. For those of you joining us live, do you have any idea, share in the chat, if you know what your destiny is, say like, yes, I know, or still working on it, or no idea, kind of like, where are you at in there? Just to give us an idea. So we can tailor the conversation, maybe.
Sure.
Awesome. But I love those two questions. And so for you, Wayne, what was the thing that you hated? What was the problem that you wanted to solve?
Well, in the first chapter, the thing that I hated was the lack of snow, the lack of mountains, and the lack of creating a place, you know, where people could gather. You know, as I became an adult and kind of, like I say, backed into this and understood myself better, I realized that the way I was made, I love to create environments where people connected. And so the thing that, if you will, that I hated is the lack of that. So the second chapter is what I hate is seeing people living their lives and not knowing they have a grander purpose, that they're not a random species that showed up here, but they have a role to play in the story.
That's awesome. So part of it was the external, like the location that you were living. So you needed to change your environment, from one that you weren't as fond of to one that you loved, where you would really thrive. And then the other one was more of the internal. How are you going to impact others?
Yes. That's awesome. And I would say when it comes to destiny that one reason I think we miss it is the clues are so everyday life that we tend to discount them, you know? And that was the thing with me. I was like, well, of course I would prefer to live in mountains and snow, but you know, I'm an adult. I need to just suck this up and let it go. And I'm not saying everybody has to move. I don't think everybody does. But for me, that was a more authentic expression. And I now get to build a place in an environment that I absolutely love. And I welcome the world to come and people who are seeking those same things, seeking the mountains, seeking snow. But it's a journey. And so if you answer those questions and you're like, oh, this seems kind of superficial, don't worry about it. Answer them and realize that's a starting point. But it's a journey, and it's one that's never to end. You're to go deeper and deeper and deeper into your purpose until the day you take your last breath. And so if it feels a little, you know, surface, that's okay. Stay with it, and it will, as you learn to live it, you'll find it's like an adventure. More and more it will open up, and you'll change, you'll impact more people in the process.
I love that. It's funny that you said that. That's how I sign all my books. I'm like, enjoy the journey, Chantel.
That's awesome.
That's my like catchphrase.
Indeed.
Yeah. So Alyssa is here with us live, and we asked the question of kind of where are you at on the scale of knowing your destiny? And so anybody else can chime in too. And so she said she has no clue right now to what her destiny or purpose might be. So definitely, Alyssa, you'll want to check out Wayne's free download that we'll link. And anything you would want to say to somebody in that phase?
Yeah, you know, I think the first thing, again, is just to begin to think about the concept of destiny. Look at your world. And you will begin to see, you know, I have to call it a destiny awareness or a destiny consciousness. As that grows, you're going to see evidence of it everywhere. You'll hear it in music. You'll hear it in, you'll see it in movies. You'll see it, you know, I live where I'm completely surrounded by nature. So I have evidence of it all over the place, but you'll see it in a flower. Nothing is random. Everything is flowing from this place of order. You as a person is one of the grandest creations of this universe. There's no way that you're not going to have at least the same level of destiny as the flowers, as the things that we see around it. It as you allow yourself to embrace the concept and honestly seek, I find that it shows up and you'll see it more and more. And then you can pair that with tools to actually begin to, I love to think of them as trail markers. And the name of my company is Destiny Expeditions, because to me, it's about that journey. But you'll see more and more of the clues. You'll see more and more of the trail markers that will lead you home.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's great advice, looking for the clues. And they might be subtle, but now that we're
yes.
in a conversation, now our brains are going to be more open to looking for the clues.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And that's what I think is so powerful about you guys showing up live or watching the recording to things like this, because it's going to plant seeds in your head that now you can be looking and be like, what did I want to be as a child? What did I want to do? What did I think would be, you know, my destiny?
That's a wonderful exercise as well. And that's one of the things that I like to lead people through of, you know, make a list of the top 20 events in your life. And a lot of them should be probably your childhood. Sometimes we have a tough childhood and we block some of that, but that's often, I think, our purest state in life. And we don't judge it. We just think I can do it because it's an idea I came. They're significant. They're very significant.
Awesome.
The more that of the true you that's involved, the higher the level of fulfillment.
Awesome. So you have to tap into that true you.
Yes.
It's easier said than done.
That's true. It is a journey.
Well, yeah. That's amazing. It's just been so wonderful connecting with you and learning kind of about your journey and your process and where you're at with things. So I know you're giving a free download.
So yes.
About that.
I think the easiest way is if you go to my website, destinyexpeditions.com. Right at the top, you'll see the free gift for the COVID download. You're welcome to that. And then if you scroll down just a little bit, it says discover your trail markers. If you click on that, that's the 5 minutes to destiny. And it's free. You can just download it. If you enter your email address, it'll kick it right back to you.
Awesome. So in 5 minutes, they can kind of start figuring out their destiny and how to look for their trail markers.
Yes. Basically, the process that I took people through there, I just go a bit deeper into it. I hope that helps get people started.
Absolutely. And where else can people connect with you? So we've got your website, destinyexpeditions.com.
Yes. The other would be my Destiny Expeditions Facebook page. I'm just kind of ramping that up and getting to use that more. I've put most of my time into, you know, building the products and stuff, which I'm still in the process of doing. I'm utilizing this time to do that. But those are probably the two best ways. There's a link there where they can email or message me. I would welcome that. Any ways that I can be of assistance, I would be honored.
Awesome. So for those of you watching live, if you have any questions, comments, feedback, while we have Wayne here live, we can address those.
Maybe while we're waiting, it would be a good time for me just to say thank you to you. I'm so honored to be here and I love what you're doing. I think the value of helping people work through the process of really figuring out what they love is really valuable. You ask people that question a lot of times. It's amazing how many times you don't know, because I don't think we often feel permission to to do that. You know, it feels somewhat selfish and don't realize it really is significant to how we're supposed to show up. So I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I would just leave your audience with, you know, a phrase that I really like is kind of ties even to the questions earlier. And that is, your heart knows the way to your greatness. And if you allow that to, you know, rise up in you, it won't lead you astray. It will lead you to your destiny.
What a wonderful way to end.
Cool.
Awesome.
Well, thanks so much and blessings on the journey.
Thank you for listening to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I would love to hear from you about your biggest takeaways. Share them with me on Facebook or Instagram at Create a Life You Love Coaching. If you love this podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. That's it for now. Enjoy the journey.